Remember what you're doing here. You're not looking for a mate. You're practicing being a person with the opposite sex, having good experiences, and getting the numbers up. Actions that can cause a lot of good things to happen. To make that happen, you have to get past your type. Unless you think those FedEx uniforms really are attractive. Chapter 14. Check your expectations at the door. We've talked about not limiting yourself to a specific type of person, but let's go one step further. Types are a global picture of what someone thinks he or she likes. Tall, athletic, blonde, intelligent, outgoing, reserved, conservative, liberal. By definition, a type is a summary view of someone. As I talked to Lily and to others whose dating lives were really stuck, I found many people go much further than specifying the type of person they want. They have a laundry list of little requirements that eliminate some really good people. In fact, types, expectations, and requirements are some of the worst dynamics someone can take into dating. If you're allergic to almost all foods, finding a restaurant to have a good dinner in gets pretty difficult. One man in his mid-30s whom I was coaching had a real, literal, typed-out list with a zillion requirements. On it were specific physical characteristics. Get this, such as the kind of legs she would have, or the color of her hair and her skin. Stylistic things, such as the kind of clothes she would wear. Then he got into some pretty nitpicky spiritual things she would have to be. He went even further by specifying personal tastes in furniture, clothes, and movies. The list went on and on. I was stunned when I saw it. Much of what he listed doesn't even exist in the same person. They were incompatible traits. For example, he wanted someone who was not only spontaneous and creative, but also highly organized and structured. Have you ever seen those qualities in the same person? So I went to work on him. He had himself so boxed in, I told him, that if he found one woman...